All right. So I'm Josh.
I'm Cobweb.
And I'm Deb.
We are the Dream Team here at the Cast of the Pod podcast. Today we're talking about It. What is It? It is It. About? The movie It. You know, with the red balloons and they all float down here, Johnny Boy, and all that stuff. But before we do that, Cobweb just said something interesting. and we normally don't talk about this type of stuff here at the Cast of the Pod podcast. But Cobweb just said The Rock, as in Dwayne now has The Rock back in his name, Johnson, is Vince McMahon, the new Vince McMahon, but evil.
So you're saying Vince McMahon wasn't
evil? Was it evil? Is that what you're saying?
He's going to be on a whole nother level because these people ain't used
to this. You're saying the man that was pretending he was the devil, as in the devil, the man that faked his own death and quit faking his death only because somebody else, allegedly their family, and that's the only reason he came out of his own death. You're talking about the man that allegedly on somebody's head when in the middle of the and you know allegedly
listen to me.
Don't be talking about that he used laser beams from a satellite to burn all of Hawaii except for the blue roofs. Don't be saying that shit on Cast of the Pod podcast.
I'm not saying, you know what, don't front on me, dude. I'm telling you,
underground bunkers allegedly that housed the kids that build all the shit from Shin, the shirts and all that stuff, were on the labels they put, please help me, I have teeth pain and stuff like that, allegedly.
No.
I
understand what you're saying, but you're taking it a little bit too far.
I met Dwayne. I have now back The Rock in my name, Johnson, many, many years ago when he was still Rocky Maivia. And he was good to us, right, Deb?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. So there will be no besmirching of The Rock here and talking about
No. You're not understanding.
And stuff like
you're
that. Understanding. That hearsay is here they say, way, hey, yay.
Let me tell you something. The Rock is out there. He is the chairman of the board. He's going to make titles disappear whatever he freaking feels like it. He's already telling, he's snapping his fingers. He's telling these fools out there in the crowd, shut the hell up before I come out there and slap the herpes off your fucking lip. Okay? No. This is the Rock that I love. This is the one that's going to turn it around. They're going to recycle the whole story with Stone Cold and Vince McMahon, but it's going to be Roman Reigns and The Rock.
I'm gonna have to change my likeness on Roman Reigns, because if that happens, I'm gonna have to be Roman Reigns.
No. Hold on. Roman Reigns, no disrespect to what he's done, I don't know him or anything like that, but there is no way he can pull the common man giving it to his boss gimmick. That's what got Stone Cold over. Stone Cold was one of us. One of us going to work every day, drinking a beer or whatever, getting to kick his butt. That's why it worked. That's why it worked, because he got to kick Vince McMahon in his ass, and it was the regular person kicking their boss's ass. Roman Reigns is too high up in the world to be connecting to regular people at a regular heartfelt.
You don't see it like this.
Listen.
At this genre where we're at this point in time, we have seen this. So we have grown older and our economy has started to increase. So at this point in time, what we're looking at is corporate society with someone that's also doing extremely well.
Right.
Fighting against the same thing. The one thing, like I told you guys before, what is it that all human beings have to deal with? Oppression. You will always be on the side of someone being oppressed.
It will ruin what Roman Reigns has built all this time what the WWE has built with Roman Reigns for him to become the everyday man. He's not going to be the everyday man.
He's going to still be Roman Reigns.
No, but for them.
He's just going to go after The Rock like he did with like Stone Cold did.
I don't think he
at a higher level. I'm telling you.
I don't think he is.
Okay.
They can feud. They can go at it, whatever, but it's not the same story as Stone Cold and Vince.
You don't want to get all the deep, you know, I mean, it's the same concept. Okay. Okay. Stop getting analytical on this stuff.
Bad guy, yes, but not saying.
Right. You know, wait a minute. Wait. Stop.
You're supposed to be talking about it. Stephen King's it.
Exactly. Stop. Stop right now and hit the damn intro before I get upset.
Warning.
I don't give a damn this if he gets upset. Oh, I didn't hit mute. Oops.
Specifically horror films. As most horror movies are filled with coarse language, violence, and or gore, the topics and language of the cast of the pod will also reflect the genre. If you have any issues with the aforementioned warnings, please press stop. However, if you have no issue with adult language, movie violence, or the accoutrement that accompanies horror films, please feel free to continue. You have been warned.
Once again, we're the Dream Team here at the Cast of the Pod podcast. You can reach us on all social medias at Cast of the Pod. You can find us at Club 3P, which is our Patreon podcast exclusive area at patreon.com/Cast of the Pod. And if you need that information on the real quick, because it takes me forever and a day to get back to people, hit up Cobweb411 because he's got that information. 411, Cobweb 411. And yeah, you don't have to hear how he's completely wrong about the Roman Reigns being the new Stone Cold.
Well, we still haven't even seen Cody Rhodes. He's going to be wrestling.
We're supposed to be talking about that, but
Cody won't be Roman Reigns.
We're talking about it tonight. Give it as just due.
How come everybody changed the subject when I brought up Cody Rhodes? Nobody wants to talk about him?
Because it's about Pennywise tonight.
No.
Let's be honest. It's all about Pennywise. Man.
It's all about Cody Rhodes.
So. The reason.
Pennywise.
The reason we're lollygagging around talking about it. Horror movie came out in 2017. Is because last time Deborah and I saw it was 2017.
You gotta be shitting me.
I'm gonna tell the people straight up. This isn't a podcast, a Patreon exclusive or anything like that. You know, as Cobweb's wearing Trey's hoodie right there, Trey's sweatshirt right there.
I have a story. Can I tell my story?
Okay, please go ahead and interrupt right in the middle of my
train. This is damn people. Story time. Yeah, story time.
Hold on, let's hear the music. Fucking story time. Go ahead.
Step with story time.
I went to Rock knows. I went to the theater with a friend of mine, and when we had came out, we went to go see Annabelle, right? And when we came back, we were. Can I say it?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, so we were at it because they were our friends that had the tattoo shop, right? And we came back because Josh and her husband were there, and Josh was getting tattooed, whatever. And we got off of her truck. I'm not shitting you. I turned around, and there was a red balloon that was floating in the parking lot and passed right by us. Like, nobody was around it. I don't know where the fuck it came from. It was just floating. And then it went from the parking lot to the other side of the parking lot, and then it just disappeared. And we were like,
what the fuck? You know why, Deborah?
Why?
Because we all float down here.
Nope.
So what happened was there's a bunch of motherfuckers across the country that was just letting red balloons out all over the place. Because people would fall for that shit. People see movies and it's real. That's what happened.
But that scared me because there's nobody, and it was just this one red balloon with the string.
So
it's just floating.
So the reason Deborah and I hadn't seen this one is because in our chat line, our chat whatever thing, right? Cobweb was like, "What's the next movie?" I was like, I don't know. I'm thinking about it right now. And I'm like, what do you think the next movie is? And he wrote It. And I was like, no, we got to wait on that one and make it, you know, big. Mm-hmm. And we'll go into it because I got something planned. And Cobweb's like, all right. And then a couple of days later, what's the next? I'm like, so what movie are we going to do? And Cobweb's like, It. I'm like, this motherfucker. And then I was like, all right, I'm not going to step on 33% of the toes. He really likes this movie. Sent us a free voucher so we could listen to the audiobook. Thank you very much, by the way. And because I had something kind of special planned. But yeah. And then I asked, and I missed this part. I'll say it straight up. I was like, so we're going to watch the old one then? And then Cobweb wrote back, new. Three letters. New. N-E-W.
Yeah.
And I completely missed that. And then today we're downtown San Antonio and we're putting a couple of miles in. Got my camera out, 85 millimeter lens, and just trying to force myself to do some perspective practice. And it was like, oh shit, today's Monday. We're on spring break. It's like, it's Monday. We got to go pod tonight. And it's like, man, we hadn't seen that old ass movie yet. And then Cobweb's like, the new movie. I'm like, son. So yeah. So Cobweb's going to be driving the bus today.
I mean, like, what do you want to do? I mean, we're going to do this shit like real. Because let me tell you something about
Roman Reigns for the next 50 minutes.
No. Because it's like dope. Because let me tell you how they broke this down. I was like watching some of this stuff about this whole thing, you know, like behind the scenes of how they did the special effects and everything like that and the filmography stuff.
Do you want me to read any of the interviews?
Oh, wow. We got that too?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
So it's a horror film, duh. First part, chapter one. It chapter one is 2 hours and 15 minutes. In the summer of 1989. That's not how it goes. A group of bullied kids band together to destroy a shape-shifting monster, which disguises itself as a clown and preys on the children of Derry, their small main town. Director Adam Machete? Writers Chase Palmer, Joji Fukunaga, and Gary Dauberman. Stars Bill Skarsgård, a whole bunch of motherfuckers with hard names, Finn Wolfhard, and Jaden Martell. It's like, let's find a whole bunch of names with a whole bunch of vowels in it and just throw them in there.
It was a great casting.
Yeah, it was.
It was. I thought that they tried to do their best. Out of all the Stephen King movies that I've seen, I would say that this was probably ranked one of the best ones since Pet Sematary. It actually had like more of the, they tried to get more into like some details and exploit some things from the original movie It. Because a lot of us don't realize that that movie was actually made for TV.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very limited in what they could do. So the It movie never had a full R release.
R.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just never did. And this is where we had today, you know, in this podcast, is we're going to actually see the like what they really wanted to do with this movie, because they couldn't do it then because of the CBC.
I just thought of a really bad joke that I should not say.
Then don't say it.
Okay. I thought we were in our safe space.
I will not say. So you're telling me between It on TV and this movie, It. This movie is the hard R version.
Yes. I am. Yes, I am, Josh. Some people might understand that. Some people don't. If you don't, go home. You'll figure it out when you get home. It'll be a way homer.
Do not look it up online. Do not ask your friends.
No. Okay, so check this out. Okay. Now, how many of you guys have actually read the book It or anything else like that?
I have not.
I've read parts of it.
But I think wow. I want to read the book.
Wow. Okay, now this is very fascinating because It's kind of funny because in the book, actually, it starts in the reverse. It starts with the adults, you know, a little bit before the children, you know,
before the flashback.
It's a very long book. You know what I'm saying? Even the audiobook is very long. It's like 44 hours long.
Well, in the original one, in the old one, don't they start off with the adults and then it goes to the kids and then goes back to the adults?
In the movie? Well, we're talking about this version of the movie, the 2017 version.
They don't even mention the adults in this movie. It just starts off with straight kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was let me be honest with you. This junk was pretty hardcore because the stuff that they left out in this movie that they couldn't show, thank goodness they didn't. Mm-mm. Because it was pretty raunchy.
I didn't know
undertones and stuff like that.
I know what you're going to talk about the scene after and the kids. I did not know that about the original book. And it wasn't until this movie came out and that people were talking about Stephen King being one of those types of people that we're not going to mention on here, those horrible types of people. And because he put that in his book, and I'm like, they didn't put that shit in the book. And then I looked up in the book and I was like, that shit's in the book.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So for those of y'all that don't know what we're talking about, think about some things that people on a horror podcast wouldn't want to say. And I mean, there's a couple of letter words that in polite society you don't want to say. And I already made one of those jokes and I was okay making that joke. And Cobweb knew it came from a funny place and all that. Think about where that line is, where we're not going to cross that fucking line because you shouldn't cross that fucking line. And it shouldn't have been in the book in the first goddamn place. I just said goddamn. I don't say that.
Bro, it was like, so what's his name? My man who hung himself, allegedly the billionaire. It was like some junk. If you think he was on the Epstein, then yeah, you understand where we're coming from. Okay, he shouldn't have put that shit in the fucking book.
Yeah,
it was really fucked up. I think that's when Stink King was really like going to that stage of, you know, like whatever. But I understand where he was coming from.
That's why
he and the concept
hit.
Of what.
That's why he got hit by that minivan when he was on his bicycle.
Yeah, but I understand where he was coming from the concept of them losing their innocence for them to be able to see out of the tunnel system. It was really far-fetched, but that's the whole concept. Because when you sit back and think about how the story went, when they were, that's in part two, we can't do that yet.
Man.
Right, we'll talk about that in part two. So Billy, Stuttering Bill, who's your favorite character?
That's the Chunky kid, right?
No, Stuttering Bill is he's the one that his brother arm got eaten off.
Oh yeah. What is unhooking? You hearing that, Deb?
Yeah.
Something is unhooking and hooking up. I hear the damn. Exactly. My favorite kid, I think it would have to be the new kid on the block.
Yes, that's one. That one is mine too.
Little chunky boy got his heart broken by Wendy. I'm gonna call her Wendy. She got red hair.
What was his name?
Ben.
Ben.
Yeah.
Holmstrom or something else like that. Yep. Ben was a really cool kid. You know what I'm saying? He became very successful in his life out of pretty much of all of them, really. He became like a architect or something like that.
Something like that.
But yeah.
Didn't he unalive himself in the original movie off screen?
I'm not sure about that, but let me tell you something.
Didn't show up, or was that John Ritter?
No, I think John Ritter.
I can't remember shit. Go ahead.
Right. So let's get into this. So we get Bill is home is sick, and he starts off with the movie with him being home is sick, like just pretty much in the book, because he's just getting over something real serious shit. And next thing you know, his little younger brother wants him to make this boat. They make the boat, blase, blah, woo, woo. Pennywise comes up to him, you know, his brother, and bites his fucking arm off in a very horrible scene. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Dude, that was great. I didn't think they were gonna be able to top whatchamacallit?
The original one?
Yes. But then
they did.
Tim Curry. And then he was like, well, I shouldn't talk to strangers. He's like, well, you shouldn't talk to strangers, Georgie boy.
Woo!
What's your name?
Matt.
Is that Georgie?
And I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
It's now like, we're not strangers.
Now we're not strangers anymore. Man, that dude right there. You know, they cut it out. The original version they wanted to cut out the movie was that they was going to actually bring him back to his mother with his arm cut off. In the original series, but they didn't do it. They said it was too hardcore.
Yeah, they would.
You know.
I mean, I would have been okay with it, but it would have been...
I mean,
it kind of added to the fact that he took Georgie's body away.
You need the mom from Hereditary. That's the mom you need to pull that off.
Yeah, the one
that's screaming. So wait, in the
wait,
book,
wait, wait, wait. That's what? The mom you need to pull that off.
Jeez,
because he didn't have an arm. Because he pulled off his. Oh. Arm.
I thought he bit his arm.
Whatever, with his hand.
He bit his arm off.
Same thing.
You're full of jokes.
Y'all fucking up my jokes.
You're full of jokes today.
They bit him off. Now, I'm gonna be with you with this, all right? Because I've been doing a book as well as with this movie at the same time. And I believe that they also let off something that was really crucial in the book was about the bum rush. You know, with the alphabet people they had in here. In the book, it was, yeah.
What did you talk about, Willis?
Yeah, there was a scene, actually in the book, when it starts off with them, a murder that was done by two men,
the hate crime.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the hate crime. It started off with that, when they really beat the hell out of that guy.
Yeah.
You know, over a freaking hat, and threw his ass in the river. And Pennywise is sitting over there eating off the freaking soft part of his freaking arm, you know, underneath his armpit. I mean, Pennywise was, let's be honest with you, this character that Stephen King created, I would say is probably one of the most evil characters that he ever created in any of his books. Pennywise is a shapeshifter succubus that feeds off your fear. The more that he can get off of you, the more that he strives. He comes back every 25 years to feast on fear of children. The dude is freaking hardcore for real. He's crossed over even into the Dark Tower. You don't want to... Pennywise is... Man, the stuff that he was doing... I mean, he killed at random. And he was always morphing into something different every single time. And preyed on them.
I'm gonna raise my hand over here.
Go ahead.
So I had to Google it to make sure I was right. But you know, I gotta be Captain Buzzkill and all that. He was not a succubus. A male succubus is an incubus.
You son of a.
The succubus is a female?
Yep.
Well, he was not. Yes, you're right. Okay. But that's that's the saying. He was a shapeshifter, so you don't know.
Maybe.
He took the form of women at times. You know, he did. Yeah, he did. So, I mean, come on, he was an alien.
The thoughts and views and any potential jokes or highlighted terms that could upset certain people or any people at all do not necessarily represent Josh, Deb, Cobweb, or anyone in Cast of the Pod. Even though it is being said on Cast of the Pod, please do not completely take what we said and turn it into a hilarious joke in your head and never say it to anybody else or, you know, let anything out because that shit didn't happen. Thank you. Please continue.
I already forgot about what I said. I don't even remember. Alright. Right. So I liked him. I liked that kid. Who was the other one? Stuff like that. The one that became, what was the jokey kid all the time? Richie.
Oh, man. That little skinny kid needed his ass kicked. He was supposed to
be. Honk, honk.
He was, yeah, little perv.
Richie was awesome. Richie was an awesome kid.
He was the one with the loser with the loser cast, right?
No, that was Eddie.
Oh, okay.
That was Eddie. It wasn't his fault. I mean, he was in the position to where he was because of his mother. I mean, she completely smothered this kid completely, you know.
Munchausen by proxy is what that's called.
Say, he's the one that took all the medicine, right?
Yeah, because she made him sick. She made him sick. She put that in the
exactly
all that just so she could be the poor mom with the sick kid.
Yeah.
And
she wouldn't let him take gym class or anything. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Richie was Finn Wolfhard, right? The Stranger Things kid. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Oh, here's a side bet. In the book, here's something different. You saw how he hurt his arm. We're going to skip a little bit, but you saw how he broke his arm on Nebo Street in the movie.
Okay.
In the book, actually, Henry Bowers broke his arm.
The book?
Caught him on the streets. Yeah. He caught him slipping on the street, and just him and his boys jumped him, and Henry just straight broke his arm in the middle of the street on the sidewalk.
You know that bully killed all his crew? All his own crew?
Well, to an extent, the ones that weren't killed by Pennywise.
As he was kind of being possessed by Pennywise. He killed them all off. And yeah. So let me ask you, all the stuff that Mike went through, working there at the shop and all that, and all the racist stuff and all that, was that in the book?
Yeah, it was actually really worse.
Damn.
Mike went through a lot of stuff, and so did his father, because Pennywise was being terrorized in this town for every 25 years for a long time.
Long time.
Pennywise actually started the fire at the black spot. Mm-hmm. They mentioned that a couple of times in the book. You know, it was like a little offset military base that they had off the military where all the blacks could go because they couldn't go to the...
Into Derry.
Well, not into Derry, but couldn't go to the spots where the military people went, you know, on base. So they started their own little thing. And it was like, I don't know, like maybe about 100 people that actually burned to death in there or something like that Pennywise did.
There's an article in the movie, right? There's like a news clipping or something that's there that kind of talks about it.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. That whole thing at the black spot was pretty rough. And Bowers actually killed his dog. Henry Bowers was a sick-ass motherfucker, man. Let me be honest with you right now. Bowers? That dude right there? That kid needed to be gone a long time ago. He was fucked up.
Deborah, are you looking up stuff over there? Or?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the... Because I don't remember their names.
She's got the book feed in her ears now. No.
Right, and there was Beverly. Beverly, you know, the love interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And is there anybody else we're forgetting out of the Losers Club?
We said Bill, right?
So
yeah, I think that's it.
Bill, man. Richie, Beverly, Ben, Mike. Who's Stanley? Is that one of the bad guys?
No, Stanley. 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 Yes, Stanley was the Stanley was the Boy Scout or something like that. He was a Jewish kid.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and right, he was in for birds and stuff like that. He didn't actually make it to back to Derry when they called him because he committed suicide.
He was the one that saw.
He committed the. I'm sorry. He said he.
The crazy lady.
He unalived himself.
Yeah, yes. He's the unaliver guy. You're exactly right. He's the one that saw that weird painting lady, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get to the main point.
So there were seven of them altogether.
Yes.
Okay.
If that's what it adds up to.
The main thing about the story, and it's something I saw in another review and all that, and I was like, man, I wish I would have said that. I wish I would have had a podcast where I could have said that. And it's like, wait a minute, we do have a podcast. Just about everybody this is no spoiler alert. I'm 99.9% positive. Anybody that's listening to this has seen it.
One of them.
You know, like you could walk up to anybody listening to this right now and be like, have you seen it? And they're like, yeah, I saw it.
Nope.
Which one did you see?
No.
Nope.
Have you seen it?
They have not seen it.
No. What are you talking about? I'm talking about it. You know, it. What? You want to see it? Oh, no.
No. I would guarantee you this, Josh. A lot of people have not seen this movie.
Scary ass people.
Because it's really fucking scary. I mean, I'm be honest with you. The whole concept was pretty freaking scary. And he was on and you got to realize Pennywise was on a tear for decades, for hundreds of years. he's an alien that crashed to this planet back, and they thought was the one that caused the freaking dinosaurs to go Big out. Chip,
yeah, it was the meteor. There's a picture of that. And
That's where the technical came from.
The thing is that makes this movie so universal is that it's not until they see the spider, and kind of sometimes when they see Pennywise the dancing clown, but it attacks everybody's fear differently. Bringing up the painted lady, not the painted lady, but the lady from the painting for that one kid. It just goes to show that we have different imaginations. We have different fears. We have different limits. Look at Bev, her beast, her creature. The thing that she was scared of the most was her father.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I hated that whole concept of, you know, how they portrayed that situation like that, her father was. That.
Yes.
I was this movie was very uncomfortable.
Yes.
The book was very uncomfortable. But I'm going to be honest with you, that is a very valid fear. And even in the book, they did have that. They laid into it, but they never gave up any type of thing like that. Because her father was on the freaking, he was crazy as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, and that whole scene with her when Pennywise attacked her with her hair, you know, it was kind of like, you know, most women don't cut their hair off or something else like that till, you know, I don't know.
And then she just came out with that short hair.
Yeah.
Oh man, I think this is going to be a short pod this week, just because not only because we didn't watch it, but it really wasn't 2017 last time we saw it. Last time we saw it was probably about a year ago, maybe even less than a year ago. But really? And Cobweb, I will off pod let you know why I was hesitant about doing this, but we won't get into that right now. But this movie strikes. I don't know. It's one thing. It's why I like reading books, you know, because your imagination is more fucked up than anything somebody's going to show you in a movie.
Yeah.
You read a book and it kind of tells you whatever, and you know what scares you the most. So you're going to put your own twist on it. You're going to put your own angle on it. Even if somebody's describing you this, it's still not going to look like what they're thinking of when they're telling you about it, because you... Us, we, they, them, I, me, her, all that.
I think you hit them all.
Up in here.
I don't want to leave anybody out.
Right.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
Well, I can understand that, where you're coming from, but let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
There was something in this... Beverly, let me let you guys know about this character, Beverly. Mm-hmm. Okay, what they cut out was a lot of stuff with her. The abuse that it translated from that you saw with her as a child, it completely transcended back to her entire adult life. And she allowed herself to be abused to like extreme extents.
And we see that in real life, where they take that kind of abuse and it becomes normal. And they become, in some circles, very socially friendly. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
yeah, but she wasn't.
And that's the only way. There's some kind of technical psychosomatic word, whatever.
Right.
But I mean, it's literally how the brain. That's what you think is right because of the trauma. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on her or anybody that went through that. I'm just saying my ignorant brain translates that this happens because of that. Happened.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was like there was times like when way Pennywise would attack all of them in certain ways and stuff like that. You know, he really the stuff that he caused in that town, like the devastation, there was some really hardcore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that King went into detail, you know, that gang that they had that shootout with where everybody came down to the whole town to shoot the whole gang, they showed up. You know, the black spot, you know, the whole thing with the explosion, you know, when they found the bodies everywhere and stuff like that in the head, in the trees and stuff like that, you know, and then he's showing them like Ben. It was like whenever you start investigating and looking into something more about Pennywise, he would always transcend into that image that you were looking at. If you were like watching a movie about him or something like that, he'd come out on him because he came out on them when it was trying to do that.
Being in the pictures, being in this little slideshow.
Oh my gosh.
It looked fucking great. But man.
Go ahead. He was on some shit, dude. Pennywise was on some real ass shit. I mean, man, he was doing kids like at random, dude. They had people coming up like every week. Somebody showing up gone. You sitting in class, next thing they didn't show up. Pennywise got him. He was hungry.
I'm going to say this right now. The people of Derry don't give a fuck about kids. They're like, fuck them kids. Because
the people in Derry can't. They can't give about anything because they are built on top of him. He has an influence on the entire town.
This is what you do.
Negativity and stuff.
Six kids start missing every week. And you start running out of places on the local billboard and all the telephone posts and all that to hang up posters. This is what you do. You're like, bleep, 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 bleep. Hello, FBI. Hello, CIA. Hello, TGNY.
TGNY.
You call it, right? You know, that would make a lot of sense. That would make a lot of sense if you sit up there trying to call. And next thing you know, you get the switchboard operator. Sure, I'll patch you right through. And it's Pennywise the freaking clown.
Hello, you want to call somebody over here?
No, no. Hey, hold on. Bloop, bloop, bloop. You want to get shit done? Hello, Vince McMahon? Allegedly. Allegedly. Get it? Shit done. Allegedly.
Bingo! Oh shit!
Have you seen what he looks like now? Motherfucker looks like Bison, like from Street
Bison.
Fighter. That pencil thin black mustache looks like
wear one of those hats. Yes.
Yes.
Oh shit! Give him
the Army Air Force hat or whatever.
You know, he's
oh no, I've not seen any pretty pictures.
Raul Julia, by far the best. The best Bison ever, period. But Vince McMahon is Bison. That's money.
Yep.
I got it. Okay, wait. Since we took a break for a second. Wait. I
pick my nose.
Are you seeing them?
Yes, you did.
Wait.
What?
Are you serious?
What?
You think he would be a best Bison?
No, Raul Julia is always going to be the best Bison, but he'd be a damn good Bison.
Okay, I can see that. Hey, let me ask something right quick. Little service and message. Club 3P, I know you guys are out there. Hit your boy Cobweb up and let me know if you want a cassette or a CD. Thank you very much. Keep it going.
Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going nonstop.
I know, right?
What are we talking about?
So... Oh, we were talking about it. We were talking about it. And we were talking about how evil Pennywise was by torturing these people. Let me ask you guys this. Do you guys remember anything about the house on Nebolt Street?
It was all jacked up?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Robin?
Jeff, you saw that too? I thought he was going to hurt himself.
Man. Can we stop the podcast for a second and just talk real?
Like,
okay.
Do we have to talk? No, we're not. Hold on. Wait. This moment of life brought to you by me. We went to my favorite fucking sushi place today. My favorite fucking sushi place today. Right? Happens to be all you can eat. You think of all you can eat and you think of low quality. I'm not going to say the name of the place, but like this place, high good.
Stop. You trying to tell me you went to the all you can eat sushi place?
Yes.
It is really good.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep this ride going because this shit about to get funny as hell. Like, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's not a buffet place.
I would never in my mind think of eating at an all-you-can-eat sushi place.
No. Right. It's a real restaurant where you can order sushi like you normally do, or you can pay X amount of dollars. We happen to have a gift certificate. and you can get all you can eat sushi. Now the sushi chefs are right there, right there with you.
They're making it.
They're making it and everything. It's a quality place. It's an expensive place.
Ooh.
You don't like sushi?
I never touch it. No, I'm not eating sushi. No.
Judgmental about it.
No shit.
I couldn't. Deb, let me tell you something. I could not even digest or want to even come close to sushi because of my allergies with shellfish.
That's right.
Even though,
as long as you don't get anything with shrimp, there is no shellfish in there. The crab is actually imitation crab.
I can see
avoiding those types of situations is very smart. It's a very smart thing to do. Needless to say, the important part of what I'm saying is my world.
Jeez. And imitation crab, it has real crab in it.
Imitation crab does not have real crab in it. Thus the name.
I have eaten imitation crab and I've had the same allergic reaction to that I had for real crab. Keep going. Don't tell me.
I believe you, but it might be another allergy. You might want to look into and get that taken care of. Just rub some dirt on it.
Man.
Drink some water. Rub some water on it.
Drink some water.
Okay, continue.
Go ahead, Josh.
We order, get the first round. Everything's great, right? We order the second round. And so we're sitting there talking. It's taking a while. Right, and our waitress, our server, wait person, staff, whatever the fuck you want to say, right? She's too busy talking to these Chads, bro. Bro,
what are Chads?
Chads are online talk for dude, bro, energy drinks, Call of Duty, bro. I need to punch a wall.
Okay,
they sounded just like that.
Wow, so that's like some like younger like WPS, right?
Never in my life have I seen a Hispanic Chad and a black Chad
in the same room together.
Bro, yes. Dude. here's the thing: they were having a bro date.
A bro date.
Because they had never met each other in real life. They met each other on Call of Duty.
Oh.
And this was the first time that they were meeting each other in real life and talking, dude, bro, blue, blah, blah. They dropped.
I can't.
No, I'm going to say this right now. And I'm not going to say this
word. Oh, God.
I'm not going to say this word, right? They dropped so many talking about kids, the R word.
I don't want to know.
They dropped that word so many times. The word that's used sometimes for people with Down syndrome or like traumatic head trauma injury or anything like that. They dropped that so many times out loud with no shame, right?
Because that's the way they are, man. Because they're not of that descent. They're considered unders.
So our
server, do you understand that? That's what I call them. They're called unders.
They're not
Rees. They're unders. Because the unders, they can't help. See, the Rees can't help themselves. The unders, they have no situation to what they are because they just choose to be that way.
So here's the thing. So they're all dude broing it and all that. And our waitress is trying to pick up one of these dude bros. And another waitress.
Right, oh, wow.
Goes to deliver to the table next to us off to the right hand side. Right. And she brings this guy these really interesting looking sushi rolls, right? And I'm looking at him going, man, I need to order those next. And I see the guy looking at, it's called a boat, they used to look like big wooden boats where they bring all the sushi out, but now they're big trays, but it's still called a boat. And he's looking at this boat and he's got his chopsticks, right? And he's like going through the pieces, like he's counting the pieces or whatever. And he tells her, this ain't all my sushi. And she's like, what? You don't want these two? He's like, no, I want those. I definitely ordered those. But all this right here isn't mine. And she goes, oh, okay. She grabs all that, gives him his two fancy looking rolls. Right? And I was thinking, I got to ask her what those rolls were. walks up to the sushi bar and says, oh, that wasn't his. And then before the chefs or the manager can say anything, right, she brings it straight to our table because it was our fucking order.
After he had already,
and I'm not blaming the guy who just went through the stuff because he was looking through, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And that is why I don't eat at sushi bars.
It happens all over the place. And then,
dude, you know, come on, bro. That's an easy cross contamination. Don't play with me.
That's not.
Don't.
That is not the definition. Let me bring up Buzzkill Josh again. That is not the definition of cross contamination.
Let me tell you something. Anything that is not supposed to be into my body that I say for them not is cross contamination.
Why?
That's an assassination attempt.
I have worked on my food service license and cross contamination, completely, totally different meaning. But anyways.
Let me tell you something. No, it's an assassination on cobweb. That's how I see it. Anytime I order my food and I don't get my exact order, it's an assassination attempt. They're trying to kill me.
This is a Josh story.
It's a Josh story. So I'm like, nah, we're not going to eat that. And she walks off, and then our waitress comes up and she's like, what's going on? I told her, that motherfucker just brought us that motherfucker's food.
He did say that.
And she's like, what's going on? I was like, she picked up his tray that he had already dug in, brought it to the counter, and then came straight over to us with it. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do for her? I was like, nah, just we'll take the ticket. Well, we can remake it again. I was like, nope. She goes, oh, well, yeah, we already took it to the back. And honestly, I watched them take it away, and you can see the cooks right there. So I would have seen if they would have snuck some back in or something like that.
Right.
You know? But I couldn't eat no more. I'm like, fuck it. I'm done.
I understand. And you finicky like that. I'd have had them remake all my shit.
Nope.
Was he a manager?
And then the manager comes up, right? What did he get up?
He apologized. He said, I'm sorry for what happened.
Of course.
He's like, we can remake all your roles that you wanted. We can remake them and bring them back. And Josh's like, nope,
I'm done. I'm good.
Nope.
And then he was like, are you sure? And then Josh was like, yes. And then so he just walked away. Then now the waitress came back.
This is what's wrong with me.
He would have gave it to you for free. You would have got those for free.
This was a part that was wrong. Deb's like, well, we definitely got that much money's worth of sushi the first time. I'm like, yeah, but still. So I'm kind of wrong on this part. But then so she brought the ticket back. She's like, is there anything we can do? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, no, I'm good. Just give me the ticket. I pay for it, right? I was going to leave her a $20 tip.
Because that's how much he leaves at that restaurant. See, there it goes again.
Something's unhooking. I didn't give her shit. Because she should have been not trying to pick up Chad's. If she would have been watching our plate, our table like she was supposed to, that shit wouldn't have happened. But she's trying to.
I can understand that completely.
That are making fun of people with Down syndrome and shit all out loud on their table.
Yeah. I could actually see her not getting a tip as well. Because all this happened because of you and your poor customer service.
What? Yeah, she was good.
I agree.
She was good up until that moment. She was friendly. Everything like that. Everything. I agree, Josh. What are we talking about?
But this is we're talking about it.
It's hot in here.
You know this is going to be a part one of part one. Part two. You know, we're going to have to do another part.
Oh, yeah.
Of this.
Yeah.
You know, even just a part one because it's so much. Because we're not even talking about them jokers, Henry Bowers.
Yes. Maybe when we get to part two, I might be able to get that special thing done for the podcast that I was trying to do before we even got to part one. But Cobweb was like, no, we're going to do part one already. I was like, all right, 33.
Man, please. 33. Please. Let me tell you something. Bowers, we ain't even going to talk about that crazy ass shit they was doing in that goddamn junkyard. Okay? You thought that was crazy, some shit like that? Bowers, him and his boys? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they were sitting out there popping firecrackers, setting their farts on fire. You know, in a junkyard, that's what they were trying to do. Let me tell you something, homeboy. Yeah. You guys talk about the ending. Let me tell you something. That part was just as hard to digest.
So flammable farts aren't easy to digest. That's what I get from this.
It went from flammable farts to what's that first letter that comes after A?
B?
Yeah. And then after I?
T?
Oh. That's what the crew was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the book?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why people shouldn't read. They're just.
Yeah. It was pretty wild, man. That's why I'm like, people like tripping on that. Come on, man. I could give you a whole more about it that really kind of like threw it off on the edge.
And
you know,
his crew were a lot closer in the book than they were in the movie.
Yeah, it was one guy in particular.
I ain't never been that bored. Nope.
Nope, me neither.
I'm bored. I ain't got nothing to do. So let me just go in. Nope.
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 Didn't even. Nope. We could break some bottles.
Hey. if that's in somebody's mind and that's what they do to pass the time, that's fine. That's them. That's not my book. That's not. Nope. I have never, nor will I ever, be that bored.
I don't know if I want to read the book now.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
It's written very well.
That's well done. And then burnt to a crisp.
I think I'm good with just watching the movies.
I'll just stay in alliterative.
Good with knowing that the bullies were just bullies, and that's about it.
Nah, those dudes was really messed up. I mean, you got to think how they used to torment Mike. They were like really crazy, you know. I mean, come on, Deb. He went off the first thing. They killed this dog.
Well, yeah, but
he was like really muffed. And actually, his father actually like killed a whole bunch of his stuff on his father's Mike's chickens and stuff like that.
I was gonna say Mike's dad. Mike had to deal was mean too, right?
No, Mike's dad was a great guy, but they had to deal with a lot of racial tension back then. During that time, they came from the Bowers family.
How are you going to say that Mike's dad went and killed his chickens?
No, Bowers' dad killed Mike's dad's chickens on his farm.
I was going to tell you this little sad story talking about killing people's animals and shit. Back when I was a little kid. Yeah, back when I was a little kid, right? We lived out in the country. We lived in the city. And we escaped the city to go to the country. And the country, then we were like, fuck that. We came back to the city. Right? I had rabbits. Little bitty albino red-eyed rabbits. They were cute. Till they were given to our neighbors. To eat. They weren't cute no more. They were tasty as fuck, but they weren't cute.
They made rabbit stew.
Man, I raised those motherfuckers, named them, fed them all the time. They could have at least warned me they were going to be food, so I wouldn't have got all close.
Did they tell you? Did they tell you that they were going to do with them when you gave them to them?
Nope.
Did they tell you what it was when you were about to eat it?
After I done ate it, too late. Done ate that rabbit. It was good.
That's wrong. That's wrong. That's so freaking wrong.
But they didn't realize.
Oh my god!
They didn't realize that I didn't know. It's not like they did it to be mean or nothing like that. They just country people are like, oh, those rabbits are raised for vittling like.
That's what you guys do out there. That's what we own out there in Texas in those mean streets.
What you mean, you guys? Yeah.
I mean, people that sit up there eat rabbits. I don't eat rabbit like that. Okay, I'm not going down to the Jewel and getting a fucking rabbit and eating it, okay? We just don't do that out here.
Well, hello, in San Antonio, we call them conejo, and it's a completely different story because... go ahead, Deb. Say what you're going to say, then I'll get back to the conejos.
No, I was going to say, that's not just country people, because apparently I just found out when my grandmother, when we had her celebratory of life.
Celebration, because she passed.
We were sitting outside talking to my cousins and my dad, and then the neighbor had a goat, and I was like, oh, look at the goat.
Cabrito.
And then I found out that when I was little, I had a goat that I took care of, and I don't even remember this. And then my dad says, oh yeah, we had a goat, and I forgot what I named it. And he said, and then one day that my grandpa was all like, come on, let's go get the goat. And they hung it, and they didn't know I was outside, and they slashed his throat in front of me.
Well, I have.
I'm so sorry for you, Deborah.
I shouldn't have straightened my desk out. I have a throat slitting knife around here somewhere.
Why would you have a throat slit knife on your desk? I mean, who does this?
That's for comedy.
Oh, people from Cast of the Pay.
Hang it upside down, drain it out, and
cut it. I've never eaten goat.
I was like, when
it's kind of gamey. It's got a taste to it.
What is that? Taste to it? That's kind of good. What is that? It make you want to suck your taste?
You'll remember it once you. Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not eating goat.
I was like, when was this? And then my dad was saying that he didn't know that he didn't know that I was standing right on the porch and I saw it. And then my grandma got mad.
She got all traumatized. So going back to my story, because once again, this is my world. We're living in it. And I have the pictures. I think they're on my Instagram, on Old Married Gamer, my Instagram, where we were at my comadre's mom's house, and I'm holding this big fluffy bunny with big little thumper feet, and he's so cute. And in the next picture, we're eating him. He was mini tacos. He was
out of there.
So I guess
what is wrong with you people out there in Texas?
What do you mean, you people?
Exactly what I just said. You people.
Hey, we're just trying to survive.
Man, y'all
over off
y'all
of goats and rabbits.
I don't even want to hear it. Y'all over there in Illinois with that giant fucked up way too much tomato sauce pizza, and then y'all got a big silver jelly bean.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. I know you just didn't sit up here and talk about our pizza up in here, Chicago.
That's not even pizza.
And I know you just didn't sit up there and talk about that bean.
It's an empty chicken pot pie minus the chicken with way too much tomato sauce in it.
Where did
you done lost your rabbit eating man. No, wait.
Okay, everybody, calm down.
Woo! Big ass chrome jelly bean.
Man, please.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to. I know you ain't watch this.
I know you ain't tripping, man. Come on, man. Pizza in Chicago's the best. The best. You guys just think we even make a better thin crust than you guys do than they make in New York. Okay?
I'm not.
Chicago's pizza is the best pizza you could ever get. California pizza sucks.
Yes.
Okay? Okay. New York pizza, they only have a cheese, maybe a pepperoni slice. Okay, Chicago, you get everything. We got pizza pot pie, bro.
I just said it.
No.
Yes.
No, no.
Right. Hold on. Wait. There we go.
No, you're not understanding. There's one that there's a restaurant. Listen. Oh, my God. There's a restaurant in Chicago. There used to be a speakeasy for Capone. And they literally make it like that, where they make the pizza upside down. They put all the ingredients inside of the cup, and then they put the crust on top of it. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get it, they flip it around on you. You know, I'll send you the video. It's really good.
I believe you. And I'm going to say this.
Right.
I am just going on hearsay and internet opinion of myself, because I have not. When Deb and I are up there, you can take us to these places that you tell us are all great and all that. And then we will have behind the scenes Patreon only footage of me either disagreeing with you or agreeing with you.
We will have a Chicago pizza tour. We will try some of the best foods in Chicago, the pizzas, the Italian beef, baby, the rib tips, the hot wings, the French fries, the chili cheese fries. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
All that sounds great, but I'll tell you that right now about those ribs. Ain't gonna happen.
What? What are you talking about?
I can possibly believe that I'll tell you the pizza's great, that the hot dogs out there are great, that
right.
All the other stuff you listed were great. Ain't touching the ribs. Nope.
You ain't gonna touch no rib tips?
No, I'll try it. I'll try it, but I'm just letting you know.
That's what's big out here in Chicago is rib tips and burn ins. There's a spot down here that's pretty tight. Burn ins aren't that great to me. I think they're overpriced.
When I went to Kansas City, went out there to Tech Nine Studios and all that, and they took us out. I don't hate burnt ends. I do not hate burnt. I don't see what the big deal is. They were like, "Oh, here's the burnt ends." I'm like, "You're charging way too much for the burnt ends? Like these were the extra pieces of meat or whatever, and now because they're popular, now they cost three times the price of a good cut of meat?"
Man. Because it's not that much in it to it in a slab. That's why.
They did the same thing to fajitas. Fajitas back in the day, the skirt steak, sometimes they would throw those away. They'd feed them to the animals and all that. And then all of a sudden, people were like, "Oh man, fajitas are good." And they got popular. Now fajitas are fucking expensive just because they're popular. But it was a piece of, you know, the same thing with burn-ins. Burn-ins was the throwaway stuff. Burn-ins was a snack that you'd eat while you were barbecuing. Or, you know. And then
same thing with chicken wings.
And then a cousin was like, "Hey, remember when we used to get burnt ends? Oh yeah, burnt ends back in the day." And then people were like, "Hey, people like saying burnt ends. Let's just..." And then now they have it where it's like they take a good piece of meat and they cut it up into a whole bunch of little pieces. "Oh, it's burnt ends." No, it's not. You just cooked up a whole bunch of different little slices. Burnt ends is what's left. Is the ends. Is the... Man, what are we going to rate this movie? I got a chest pain.
Deb, is he okay?
I don't know.
No, we can't rate this movie yet because this is only part one of two for part one of it. So we can't rate it yet until like you guys watch the second and we've finished the rest of part one.
You're telling me we had to do four parts for this movie because there's two parts of the movie?
Well, I'm sorry, but I mean, let's be honest with you. I mean, we'll decide if you want to rate it right now or do you really feel that it deserves its justice?
I am ready to give my opinion of...
Okay, I'm good with you then, too.
...of the 2017 hit. Deb, are you?
Yes.
Are you good with that, Cobweb?
I'm good with it.
All right, so...
What the fuck? You don't even know how to start.
I was gonna say boom instead of doom.
Boom.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. There you go. Calculator of doom time, not the calculator of boom. Oh man, I got gas. Who do you want to go first? You can pick whoever you want, Cobweb.
Deb, ladies first.
Okay, so the first chapter one, it's all the whole story from the little kids. You okay, Josh? Okay. So it's the little kids. I gave this a 10. This is one of my favorite movies. This, and then the first one, like, scared me, but in the 2017 version, they did it really good. And I remember watching it at the theater, in the theater for the first time, and it was great. And it scared me. A lot of things of it scared me. So yeah, I give this one a 10.
Nice. Who's next, Cobweb?
You can go ahead, Josh.
All right. So I remember seeing it at the theater. I remember thinking, man, this is pretty messed up. I can't believe they went ahead and did it this way. I was expecting to not like Pennywise because I had saw the picture of him and I'm like, man, that doesn't look anything. I wanted that clown looking almost normal clown you see at the fair, Tim Curry clown before. You know how they show Pennywise when he doesn't have the teeth and the fucked up eyes and all that? And he just looks like a clown. Anybody can paint up and look like him.
Yeah, he's a cross between Bozo and some other clown. Amazing. Bozo.
Bozo was the shit. We had Bozo down here. I know y'all had Bozo up there. We won't even get into that one cookie.
I understand. But it was Bozo.
All about Bozo, though.
It's all about Bozo. But coming back to this movie, I was surprised how much I liked it. I will not give it a 10, but I will give it a 9.
That's respectful. I mean, I ain't worried about that.
That's going by my whole Who's experience next? When I saw it at the theater. That would be you, sir.
Oh. Yeah.
He's going to give it a 2. Watch.
I'm not going to give it a 2. I'm actually going to give it a 10 as well. Same as Deb. Let me tell you, because as much as they tried to do, if I didn't see this movie and I knew what was going on with the book, it was pretty fucking scary.
It was.
You know, and the stuff what I knew with the book and what they could do with the book. And to this point, I agree that, you know, there's stuff that you couldn't put in this book today. This is the stuff that you shouldn't have put in this book. Yes, like back then.
For real. Yep.
You know, but it took place like in the right before the civil rights movement, you know, so that's why he could get away with a lot of this stuff, you know, but it was good. You know, I thought all the characters were really good. I thought that they had very good, a very great cast. You know, the direction was pretty good. It had a lot of jump scares, a lot of shock value. I thought the ending was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? When my boy Eddie, you know, I mean Richie came out with the baseball bat and said, you know, welcome to the Losers Club, motherfucker, and cracked Pennywise with that, and they all jumped his ass. I thought that shit was hard. You know, because I was rooting for him 100% of the way, like, get his ass, get him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I give it a 10.
Nice.
It was dope.
So that gives it a 29. Right, and if you divide that between the three of us, it gives it a 9-point bunch of sixes, which rounds up to a 10. So officially, Cast of the Pod gives it Chapter 1. Let me go over to the MDib over here. We'll do it as we're here. We give it a perfect rating. There we go.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
I was waiting for something bad.
What's bad? I mean, it's it. Come on, dude. Come on. This movie was tight as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, literally, we got freaking Pennywise the freaking dancing clown. You know? Took out whole towns of people.
That's what I was going to say earlier, kind of as a joke, but then you brought up the point about all the missing kids. It was like, really, Pennywise, you can tell that he's getting older because he's slowing down. There's not as much damage because he was taking out big numbers of people. And now it's just one, two there, one, two there. Where before he was just, didn't he burn down the whole town after the spot?
Yeah.
No, it was just a spot that went burned down. He didn't burn down the whole town or anything like that I can remember. I mean, yeah, he killed like
I thought they talked about it in the movie.
I thought so too.
Yeah. He might have.
To the town.
He did a lot of crazy shit, dude. It was depending on how he wanted to feast at the time. Sometimes he just, the more brutality it was, the more hunger that he got off of it. And that's why he started feasting off of the children more during the older years, because he got more of the endorphins and everything to feed his hunger more. Because he could get more, you know, the fear, he got more out of it. And that's why he started to go towards them.
Pennywise the Clown worked with Sully and Mike Wazowski. This is the scarier the kids were, the more energy they got from the scream tanks.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So.
Scream energy. Scream, whatever.
They competed against each other.
Yep. He was the fucking chameleon. Pennywise was the chameleon guy from Monsters Incorporated.
Oh my God.
Monsters was Inc. It? I said it by its government name. Monsters Incorporated.
By its government name? Yeah.
What was was it part one or part two where they killed him?
Broke his head in?
Yeah.
That was one.
Yeah, part one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because they thought they had him. They thought they had him finished in part one.
Then there's no ending him. There's no ending that evil. Ever. And
then yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Him a stupid clown.
Yeah, you have to finish him.
That was the only thing that I Deborah hated. Was pissed when we left the theater.
Because the kids killed him by bullying him, calling him a stupid clown, and made him cry. That was the only thing.
Bro, have I
was
we
so mad?
Have we talked about Echo on Disney
No.
Plus?
No.
Man, I got a spoiler alert for that. I'm going to say it right now. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Echo and if you want to see Echo. You know how she beats one of the badassest humans on the planet, Kingpin? She gives him fucking therapy.
What?
Yeah. She gets her powers of her ancestors, which wasn't her powers in the comics. Whatever. I like the show. I'll be honest with you. We watched the whole thing on Disney Plus. Whatever. But at the end, the badassest of badass humans, Kingpin, the evil fucking Kingpin, right? She touches him on his heart and he goes back in time and sees when his dad used to beat up on his mom, and she heals him and stopped him by giving him therapy.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
He did.
This is why I canceled my Disney Plus subscription. Right here, this Pandaverse shit. Okay, you do not humanize the Kingpin. Okay, you just don't.
I was okay with everything else. I was okay with her now being able to speak to only her female ancestors, because only her female ancestors had powers that she could access. None of the guys had powers. Only four out of the generations. Only four people had powers. Now she has a combination of all of them. I can deal with all that. Whatever. I can deal that she's missing a leg. I can deal that she... I mean, the character was deaf or hearing impaired.
You're dealing with a lot. You're dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
Pandaverse. They're pandering to every person that they possibly can. Come on. Be original people out there in Disney. I'm not impressed.
I'm okay with the pandering or whatever, quote-unquote pandering. But you don't defeat the Kingpin by giving him therapy. Let's talk about your dad. Your dad didn't play catch with you. That's not why he's apparently that is why he's the Kingpin, because his dad didn't play catch with him, and the only thing that was catching was his mom's face with the fist.
Oh my god!
And not only did he not, he didn't go back in time and defeat his dad in his mind or anything like that. He took her back. She took him back in time. He's like, "What are you doing to me? What are you doing?" And he's there, and you hear the dad all like, "You remember beating the mom," and the mom's like, "No." And she goes, "Let it go. Let it go.
Stop it. This is what we're on right now."
And then he was healed. And he was
healed.
He was healed.
That's what we're on right now in Marvel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, in that series.
In Disney. Yeah. Disney is completely they're like lost straight
damn minds.
Yeah. Yeah. They have all this great material and they can't figure out how to do it.
And they did an interview.
They don't know what to do with it.
They did an interview with the lady who wrote it. Or directed it, whatever.
There's so many things you can do, and they can't figure it out.
She hadn't even read the comic. She didn't like where it was going, and she didn't like.
Heaven forbid we use tried and tested and bought by thousands and hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Why should we do the story that makes sense?
She thought that going this way would be better for everybody. It's like, shut up.
No, but you can make everybody happy, but you didn't have to make her fucking therapize the Kingpin. I'm done. We're talking about It.
Right, we were talking about It.
We brought that up because on It, that's how they killed Pennywise. How
you
they
stupid clown. Silly clown.
You had to, John.
I'm stupid. I can't take with. I can murder entire civilizations and I can destroy.
Because they can destroy,
you know, all this city and cause an earthquake. But don't call me stupid. No!
It was a fact that he went. Let me tell you. No, he had to take away his power. They took away his power over them, and he had nothing to feast over. And he used up as much as he can to fight them, and at that point, he had nothing left.
Okay, so Cobweb's saying that since they weren't scared of him no more, And since they were kids, the only way they knew how to show that they weren't scared was like, stupid clown, I'm scared of you.
Well, they were beating him up and they were kicking his ass.
It wasn't hurting his feelings that they were calling him stupid. It was hurting him because it was draining the energy because they weren't scared of him. That's what Cobweb's saying.
Yes.
I can see that. But still, stupid clown.
No.
And he was crying.
What's hurt?
Because he was a predator. He wasn't used to being hunted.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Was a better.
That's why he was not used to being hunted. He was a predator all the time. He's always been a predator. He's never been hunted. Sorry, Deb.
All right, I think we're done.
I still don't change my 10. I still.
Me neither. Next week, chapter 2.
What? No, we can't do it next week. We got to do another movie. Break the monotony of it. We have to do another movie.
All right. We'll figure it out.
All right.
You see how I did that? See that? We're gonna figure it out.
There's a bunch of that drum today.
Yep. Here we got jokes today.
All right, y'all. So thank you for listening an hour and 16 minutes into this. Thank you for putting up with us. I know we went off the rails, but that's what we do. This is our conversation as friends.
This is our therapy.
Yes. And guess what? Wow, Deb. We have a live.
I should get paid to be a life coach.
We have a live pod coming soon. More information coming soon on that.
We do?
A live.
Oh, wow.
Where you're more than welcome. And also, we're going to have live call-ins.
Ooh.
Yep.
Let's get this started, man. Yeah, we still got to do our show greet. Let's get it started. Let's get it started, baby.
And we're not talking about the original version of that song, which was completely wrong for them to make. I don't know why they made that song. But all right. So until next time, I am Josh.
I'm Cobweb.
And I'm Deb.
We're the dream team here at the Cast of the Pod. Thank you for lending us your ears and your brainses and your eyes if you're watching this on Spotify and YouTube. When I put YouTube, it comes up later. So you got to watch it on Spotify if you want to watch it for a while. And a couple weeks later, it comes up on YouTube. But all right. So until next time. You have been warned.
Bye, everybody.
And in case nobody told you today, I love you. Nothing you can do about it.